T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Among the benefits of ride-hailing apps, there was supposed to be, an environmental one. Ride-sharing with Uber, ride-sharing with Lyft, they were going to cut down on car trips, cut down on traffic, and therefore they were supposed to reduce carbon emissions. At least, that is what we were told. But a new report tells a dramatically different story.
Yeah, it's the opposite. An estimated 69% more climate pollution on average than the trips that are displaced because of the ride sharing. Don Anair, deputy director of the Clean Transportation Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, to produce this report. So why isn't this going the way that we thought it would?
Yeah, hey, I'm glad to be on the show. Well, there's a couple of reasons. Ride hailing trips generally are done with more efficient vehicles, which is the good news. Ride-hailing vehicles tend to be more fuel-efficient and less polluting than the average car. But what really has a big impact is the amount of miles that these vehicles travel with no passengers in them. When trips are happening, when drop off a passenger and go wait for another ride, these vehicles are traveling around. And we found about 40% of the miles these vehicles travel don't have any people in them.
Now,
don't have any passengers.
Okay, so is there some way to mitigate that?
Yeah, so that was, it wasn't all doom and gloom. Our analysis also looked at ways that the emissions from ride-hailing companies could be reduced. And we found, actually, if companies move quickly to electrify vehicles and increase the number of pool rides, the rides where passengers are choosing to share a ride, the ride-hailing could actually be lower emission than the trips they're displacing. So that was the good news in the study.
So, yeah, I was going to ask about it's Uber Pool and Lyft calls it, what, Line? And it's when you can pick up people along the way to wherever you're going, so they want to put two or three people in the car with you, and it's cheaper. So why don't people use that? It's just because it's easier to be in there alone. You don't have to see new people who you don't know.
Do you want to travel with a bunch of people you don't know?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No offense, everyone.
Right. So, I mean, there is some good news there. I mean, I think that was a big question when these companies started offering this option. And that really was one of the promises, how ride-hailing is going to help improve emissions, help reduce vehicle miles, is the ability to carpool. There's some good news there. In California, in 2018, the data shows about 22% of the requested rides were for pooled rides. So that's a lot of people choosing a pooled ride. We estimate about 75% of those rides are actually matched with another passenger. You might choose a pooled ride, but you don't always get matched with another passenger. So, increasing the demand for pooled rides could help. I think pricing is a big strategy. We're hopeful that having this information about the climate emissions from ride hailing could help consumers understand what the impact is, and so might be more compelled to choose a pooled ride in the future.
I don't know if you looked at this or not in the study, but are there differences depending on which city you're looking at? Is there a difference, say, in New York City from Los Angeles?
The impact of ride hailing in those cities varies, depends on how much the percentage of ride hailing is as part of the travel. New York City has a very high percentage. San Francisco as well, about 13% of the vehicle miles traveled in San Francisco are estimated to be from ride hailing. Los Angeles is on the lower side given the broader area that's being covered. We tried to look at this analysis on average to get people have a sense of what the impacts are. So we think these are relevant to anybody sort of making transportation decisions, and also relevant to the companies in terms of the types of solutions that are going to be effective.
Are the companies offering any incentives for drivers who do go and switch and get an electric car or something?
Yeah, so they are starting to do some of this work. I think they recognize they have made commitments to address emissions, and they're doing some pilot projects. One example is Lyft deployed 200 electric vehicles in Colorado recently through a leasing program with their drivers and covered the cost of charging those vehicles. So that's one model that could be expanded to advance electrification. Uber also has been experimenting with some programs providing per-trip incentives to drivers if they bring an electric vehicle on the platform in some places. So those are the types of strategies that companies could really lean into in a bigger way to make this happen.
Donna Nair, Deputy Director of the Clean Transportation Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. They produced this ride-sharing emissions report.